What's your name?
My name is Shanshan Zhao. I work for Credit Risk.
Since when are you working for Unipa?
I started at E.ON Benelux back in 2006. So it has been a little while that I've been with the company.
Yes, and you moved to Düsseldorf at a certain point. What was your initial thought when it was announced that you have to relocate to Düsseldorf?
At the beginning, I thought, wow, that's a great opportunity. Why not? Düsseldorf is a nice city. It's a challenge. Come to a place that we don't know.
Where did you meet your husband?
Very cliche. In the office, and we were literally sitting in front of each other.
What is your name?
My name is Johan Sederhout.
So Johan, what do you do at Unipa?
I work as the head of reporting, and that is part of data management.
Since when are you working for Unipa, and where did you start?
I started in the summer of 2006 at E.ON in the Rotterdam office and started there as part of risk management.
Back then, E.ON was relocating to Düsseldorf. What were your initial thoughts?
My initial thoughts were of doubt. I was wondering whether I should move to Germany, planning to do it for 1 or 2 years. And now, 17 years later, I'm still here and enjoying my time here.
Where did you meet your wife?
In Rotterdam on the first day that I started as an introduction. We met where what was later to be the same office room, and then it evolved. Good. And so we are here a few years later.
All right, guys, you married for how long?
We are married for over 15 years in the meantime, and it is not a secret as we are now here and showing it purposely.
At work, joint lunch or ignoring each other?
We say hi, yes.
But obviously, we will not be kissing each other. At workplace.
And at work, we also have separated our jobs. So we are never in a meeting together on the same business subject. There we have made a separation.
What do you guys do to relax?
Johan will be very easy. He will be doing sport. For me, I mean, will be in the kitchen or play piano. Or...
But who is actually in charge at home?
Mutual.
It depends on what.
Yeah.
Combining the work and family at Unipa is possible because?
We are double employees, so we could compensate each other, I would say, in a way. If I know on some day he will have to work, then I'm happy to take over.
What makes Unipa special for you two?
It's international people from all around, and that makes it fascinating. The variety, the difference, the different perspectives, and that has kept me being here for all those years, and I still see many years to come.
A very tricky one. If Unipa would be a song, it would be...
The Piano Man from Billy Joel.
All right.
Please don't sing. Please don't sing.
I don't sing.
That's
not
your
house policy. No worries. I won't sing. As the song goes, it's not about the pianist, it's about the people around it, with each their own lovely stories, or their own specialities. And that is how I compare it. Yes, Unipa is in one way the center, but it's not about the Unipa as a total. It's about all the other individual stories, and that makes it so nice.
Combining family and work at Unipa is possible because?
Because Unipa allows and the flexibility while you still can contribute to what your job is. You can determine your place where you work. You have the freedom to do so. It is nice to see colleagues in person. You can work from home. You can organize your working times around your family times. And that is what makes it nice to really combine and a proper family life with little children, but also to continue your career. And that is what has worked out.
You got some news a couple of years back as well that had a huge impact on your life. Can you maybe share with us what the news were back then?
During COVID years, I was accidentally diagnosed with an incurable cancer. So that is a cancer of the lymph nodes. A surprise, this type is meant for men that is older, and I'm obviously one of the dinosaurs for this disease. But yeah, it was a very difficult time for us. Eventually, I come out slowly with a lot of help and support from colleagues, from HR, from Andreas Buma, and my direct working colleagues from Credit Risk. Obviously, Unipa gave me a lot of flexibilities during my down moments. And I'm grateful because I get to learn a new me. Due to nutrition, due to new focus of work and life, I feel reborn. And these days, I try to help other persons or families and friends, whoever would like to approach me, so I could help other people.
Thank you so much for sharing this we hope that we can create some awareness. Then maybe you can share what people can proactively do, what would be something that people could look out for.
It always sounds very cliche, eat your vegetables, obviously, do your sport. Another thing on top is do your health check. Uniper offer a lot of opportunities to have your health check. So do grab that, listen to your inner body. If you feel tired and it happens for a longer period, you should go to the doctor, just talk about it.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your story here.
Thank you.
And I'm happy that you have good people around you.
Yeah.
We'll make it work.
Yeah. Good. Uniper, 生日快乐.
Uniper, al je 10 jaar van harte gefeliciteerd op dat er nog vele mogen volgen.